Hello and welcome to Inside the NYPD, the official podcast of the New York City Police Department, broadcasting from police headquarters in Lower Manhattan to our listeners around the world. I'm Jesse Peterman. When New York City Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly returned to the police department in 2002, he immediately restructured the organization to respond to terrorist threats in the wake of 9/11. While conventional crime fighting remains the NYPD's principal mission, it has reduced crime by over 20% in the last 5 years, Commissioner Kelly established a new counterterrorism bureau and restructured the department's intelligence bureau to combat the threat posed by Al-Qaeda and other terrorist organizations. In building this new capacity, the NYPD began to attract young men and women with a deep knowledge in foreign affairs studies, intelligence analysis, and other skills needed by the department to support its new mission. One of these new faces of the NYPD is Samuel Raskoff, Director of Intelligence Analysis. Here, in an interview with Police Officer Martin Brown, Mr. Raskoff tells us a little about himself and his job.
Welcome, Mr. Raskoff. Could you begin by telling our listeners a little bit about your background?
Immediately prior to joining the NYPD, I was in law practice at a large New York City firm. And before that, I spent over 2 years in federal government. In the federal government, I did a couple of very different things. First of all, I was a law clerk, both here in New York on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit and in Washington on the Supreme Court of the United States. And I also served as a special assistant in the Department of Defense and for a short time also in Baghdad with the Coalition Provisional Authority. So as a law clerk then, and I served to Justice Souter, I was centrally involved in helping the justices choose which cases to be heard, and when they made those choices, helping in providing the legal research and in some cases the legal writing that helped the justices in their decision-making process and in disseminating their opinions subsequently. I said that I also served as a special assistant in the Pentagon and with the Coalition Provisional Authority in Iraq. Well, I did that for a brief period of time in the spring of 2003, and it really was a quite extraordinary time to be working in the Department of Defense. I think it was only a couple of weeks into my job there that the war in Iraq broke out, and only a couple of weeks after that that I was dispatched to Iraq on a mission for the Deputy Secretary of Defense. I was based in the Green Zone at the Republican Palace, and I served as an assistant to Ambassador Bremer, who in that first year of the American occupation in Iraq was our government's point person, the administrator, whose very, very difficult job it was to try to govern a country that was still in a state of war. So it was extraordinary to have had each of those opportunities, but I feel as though the combination of the two, the opportunity to be part of the reasoned decision-making process that's so characteristic of the Supreme Court's adjudication, and at the same time to have a small taste of what it's like to be in an atmosphere characterized by the chaos of war and the chaos of what followed, well, the combination of those two experiences was quite formative for me. My passion from childhood has always been public service, and so it was only a matter of time before I joined the ranks of public servants once again.
What was the catalyst that brought you and the NYPD together?
As an undergraduate and as a graduate student, I had trained in the languages and the culture of the Arab and Islamic worlds. More specifically, I had become a specialist in Arabic language, to some degree in Farsi language, and also in the religious culture and the literary and philosophical traditions of Islam. I have an abiding and deep respect and affection for those cultures and those languages, and have had that affection for over 10 years now. I've always been eager to deploy my language skills and my cultural knowledge in the service of the United States or in the service of our city.
Mr. Raskoff, Could you describe what you do with the NYPD?
My title is Director of Intelligence Analysis here at the NYPD. On a day-to-day basis, I run something called the Intelligence Analysis Unit. Intelligence analysis is half the game of intelligence, if you will. The analytic unit is engaged in what intelligence professionals like to refer to as an intelligence cycle. And it works roughly as follows. Intelligence, which is really just another word for information, comes into us from our collection platforms. We sift through that intelligence. We mine it, as I said, for all the material that we deem to be of utmost importance. And we also identify gaps in that intelligence, questions that have gone unanswered, and as to which we think answers ought to be given in order to further the department's mission of protecting New York City from attack. We identify those gaps, and we mine the material, and we send whatever it is that we're learning, as well as the questions that we have, back to the collectors. It's as though we're part of a correspondence, an electronic correspondence by email or by telephone, in which information comes to us, and then we generate a set of requirements or a set of questions or a set of comments, and we turn those questions and comments around and send them back to our collectors, who in turn collect more information, more intelligence, and then send it back to us. So you see what I mean about the cycle. Thus, I think it's fair to say that our unit is really focused on delivering product to two broad groups of consumers or customers. On the one hand, the police commissioner, Deputy Commissioner Cohen, and the senior decision makers in the police department. And in one at the same time, the collectors, uniform members of the service, largely in the intelligence division, who, with the benefit, it's hoped, of our analysis, are able to do their job more effectively and more intelligently.
What goals do you want to accomplish while working with the NYPD on the counterterrorism initiative?
My ambition is for our unit to become the gold standard in intelligence analysis throughout the country. My goal for the unit is to become dynamic and to be nimble and to be creative in a constant reassessment of where we stand relative to the threat. Now, of course, to achieve my very ambitious goal to become the premier intelligence analytic outfit really in the country, we need to recruit the very best. And I'm glad to tell you that we've already begun to do so, and that the analysts, uniformed and civilian, who make up the analytic function within the intelligence division, are among the brightest, the most talented, the most energetic, and the most devoted young people that I've come across.
Mr. Raskoff, what role does local law enforcement play in our country's overall war on terror?
There's been a lot of talk of late, some of it emanating from Washington, about the so-called homegrown terrorist threat. What does the homegrown threat mean? Roughly this. At the time that 9/11 happened, a lot of us were convinced that the main threat to our security was posed by terrorists operating from abroad who harbored ill will towards our country and who would come into our country and do us harm, having planned, having plotted, and having organized themselves, at least partially, abroad. But in the case of the 7/7 bombings in London last year, we became even more aware than we had been of the powerful potential of homegrown individuals, native sons and daughters of any given country, to become radicalized and ultimately to become engaged in horrible acts of terror in their native lands. It's insufficient for us to pay attention only to what's happening in Waziristan, in Afghanistan, in Iraq, or even in Europe, in order to prevent terrorism here in our homeland and specifically in New York City. If the threat emerges from within our midst and in our own backyards, it naturally follows that we have to attend to our own patch of land in considering potential threats and not merely take under consideration the threat that might emerge from outside our borders. Local law enforcement, paradigmatically, the NYPD, knows its patch of ground, knows the five boroughs of New York City better than any entity based in Washington or anywhere else ever could. It's in the nature of what it means to be a local law enforcement agency that you know your terrain intimately. You know the streets, you know the communities, you know the schools, you know the houses of worship, you know the infrastructure, you know the trains, you know the airports, and so on and so forth. It's that knowledge that really gives local law enforcement a huge leg up in coming to terms with a threat, especially the threat that's posed by would-be homegrown terrorists, the sort that we saw in London in July of last year.
What do you see as some of the major challenges to national preparedness to terrorism?
Well, I think the main challenge to our country and the main challenge in any counterterrorism effort is something that's almost built into the very nature or the very definition of terrorism. And that is the asymmetric nature of this threat. So let me explain what it is that I'm trying to convey. A couple of terrorists with a minimum of training and operational know-how and some weapon, be it homemade or something that was procured, are capable of inflicting an enormous amount of damage. So the real challenge here is this: no matter how much protection, no matter how much attention is lavished, no matter how much funding is provided to underwrite our counterterrorism efforts, the enemy will always possess a natural advantage, and that's the advantage that we need to overcome in order to see to it that our city and our country remain safe from this threat.
Finally, a word on joining New York's finest. The NYPD offers a job with a future, a great place to serve, and a chance to advance. For more information, call 212-RECRUIT or visit us on the web at www.nypdrecruit.com. Thank you for listening to the NYPD podcast. For Inside the NYPD, I'm Jesse Peterman.